That's the sound of Maryland's finest craft beer. That's what that is.
Flying Dog Beer. Being brewed right here in Frederick at Maryland's largest brewery. And coming off this line right here for fans to enjoy outside the lines all season long at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Hi, my name is Keith Gore of Flying Dog Brewery. I've been brewing for Flying Dog for 2 years, a big Orioles fan, and we are very stoked to be serving Maryland's finest craft beer at Maryland's finest craft baseball stadium.
All being brewed in big vats like these. Under the watchful eyes of big-time Orioles fans like Keith and Ben Savage, Flying Dog Brewery's Vice President of Brand Marketing.
I've been a lifelong Orioles fan. I grew up in Ellicott City, born and raised, so I remember the glory days of the Orioles, and it was great to get back to that last year, and for Flying Dog to be a part of that was just icing on the cake.
And beginning on opening day, once again, a variety of styles of Flying Dog beer that comes to life here will be sold at over 20 locations across the ballpark, including the Flying Dog storefront and the center field roof deck.
Our classic pale ale is one of the most popular at the ballpark, as well as our Snake Dog IPA, and Snake Dog does really well at the stadium. Also, Underdog Atlantic Lager is sort of a lighter lager, and it's perfect for the heat of the summer and baseball. It's a good beer you can have a few of during the course of the game.
Hey, can you lend me some more bottles?
My name's James Priest. I'm the canning manager here. So right here with this machine, the bottles, empty bottles come off the line. The conveyor takes them into the filler room. They go through the twist rinse. They get rinsed out. They get a germicidal light passed through them, make sure they're sterile. They get filled and capped. In that room, they come back out to the warehouse.
Labels!
Where they get the labels applied.
Labels! Couple coated ones.
And then they have these waiting cases full of six packs where they get dropped in, sealed, printed with the date code, and put onto pallets to make it out onto the trucks. There's a ton of pride here. There's a lot of love for the Orioles. We've got the game plan on the radio in the back, and everyone's really excited about it.
Hi, I'm Drew Rittenhouse, and I am a lab tech and quality assurance here at Flying Dog, and we're just really happy to be working alongside with the Orioles this year. Last year, too, was pretty freaking awesome, too, and I have a lot of friends who are really psyched about Flying Dog and Orioles.
Well, the Orioles did pretty good last year, so we're hoping, like you say, maybe the beer will help them get over the hump this year, and we can finally make it to the World Series there. I think we can get a little more beer down there, especially for the Orioles. Hopefully the beer will make a difference, but we don't want the players to drink too much out, but it'll help the fans out.
My name is Chris Lowe. I'm a brewer at Flying Dog. I've been here about 3 years. Right now we're brewing Citra, which will be available at Camden Yards shortly. So I hope you guys really enjoy it, because we love it. It's around once a year, and it doesn't last long.
My name is Mike Slade. I work at Flying Dog. I fill the kegs here. Well, yeah, it gives us a sense of pride, you know, get to, you know, support our team and another local business as well.
What do you like best about this beer that folks will be enjoying at the ball games?
They're really well balanced, really drinkable. You drink a lot of them, but it's the best beer to drink at a ball game.
If you're at the ballpark and you're drinking a Snake Dog IPA from Flying Dog and there's a walk-off home run, you know, that beer and that experience is ingrained in your memory, and we love for people to have a great baseball experience that's sort of around the taste and experience of our beer.
Watching Flying Dog Beer come to life and fly off the line here in Frederick as it makes a line drive for Camden Yards, Scott Wyckoff.
Go O!
WBAL and WBAL.com.